Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com, and I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today. As we are continuing this series on finding God's will or knowing God's will for our life, today I'm going to talk about a very short yet profound aspect that many of us fail to realize, because we tend to over-spiritualize things to an extent where we totally neglect this important aspect, and that is the aspect of common sense. Now, I want to tell you something. You know, yes, I believe in the supernatural. I have faith that God can do the impossible. And there's no doubt about it, because we serve a God who can turn the tables around suddenly. I have undeniable amount of faith in the impossibilities that God can perform in and through our life. But at the same time, we should not neglect the aspect of common sense, right? Because sometimes, or in many cases, when we want God to do something, we can be in a place where we want something to happen. We tend to wish for something which actually does not align with God's will, but we want it. So we kind of say, you know what, I think that's God. You get what I'm saying? Even though it is totally, you know, like there's a big gap between where you are and what you want, which does not align with what God wants to give you, what can happen is, you know, you can totally neglect the aspect of common sense and just go to this place where you want something to happen. You get what I'm saying? So it is important that you have faith, trust God for the impossible, but at the same time, you have to learn to accept the reality, in terms of, okay, this is where God has placed me, and this is what it is, and if God is leading me in this direction, I should be content in that. And, you know, to be grateful to God for the way He's leading and things like that. So you have to be in a place where you are also, you know, grounded in the reality of where you are. I hope you're getting what I'm saying, right? Let me just start off by giving you an example. Now, imagine I'm just saying, you know what, I believe God can do the impossible. So, you know, tomorrow I should become, or in the future I should become, the president of the United States of America. Now, to be honest, that is just not possible. Why do I say that? Yes, God can do the impossible. God has all power. He has all glory. But the truth is, if you look at it from the realm of common sense, you know, there is a policy which says, you know, if a person should become the president of the United States of America, they should be born in the United States of America. And I don't come under that category. You get what I'm saying? So no matter how many times I can say, you know, I saw this desire, so I really believe God can do this for me. I know God can do the impossible. So you know what, I'm going to pray and stand and fast and, you know, ask God that one day I'll become the president of the United States. You have to understand that there is a place where you do trust God for the impossible, but under the category of common sense. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. It's so important that you do not neglect common sense. And this is not something just me saying, but this is also something that Word of God is saying. I want to quote or share a couple of scriptures with you and then take it forward in today's section. One is Proverbs chapter 3 verse 21, which says, "My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment." Hang on to them. Don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Remember, we believe in God for the impossible. We know that God is a God who can go beyond the realm of logic, senses. We are having no doubt about it, right? But at the same time, it should come in line with the aspect of common sense, like the example I gave you, right? Yes, if it was really true that God wanted me to become the president of the United States of America, he could have made sure that I was born in the US. Or, you know, I was listening to the story of a baby. The parents are not even from the US, but it so happened this baby was born while the plane was traveling in the airspace of US, so that baby gets this natural citizenship of the US. You know, this is a story that I came across. Now, when you look at it, it's such an arbitrary case, but here's the thing. That baby has a chance to become the president of the United States just because that baby was born in the airspace of the US while the plane was traveling across US ground. Now what I'm trying to say is, you know, if God was intending, you know, for me to be the president of the United States of America, God can do the impossible. It could be just that, you know, a plane in which my parents were traveling and I could be born, you know, in the airspace of the US, which could qualify me to become the president someday, if at all. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is, if it is from the Lord, he can do even such rarest of things to make it happen. But if that doesn't happen, and the fact that that policy that, you know, you should be a born citizen of the US is still there, that means how much ever I have faith, there is an element where I have to use my common sense and say, you know what, this is not for me. You get what I'm saying? How much ever I pray, how much ever I throw tantrums, or, you know, fast and, you know, seek the Lord, and anything I do under the sun is just not going to happen. You get what I'm saying? So there is an element where you should not lose sight of common sense. Yes, be spiritual. Yes, trust in God, but don't miss out on common sense. Now, another scripture I want to share with you, Proverbs 10 verse 21, which says that the fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. Fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. I'll give you a practical example. You know, about 2 years ago, I made a choice, a decision, where I'll be honest in saying this from the best of my heart. My heart was in the right place. I was trying to learn to hear God's voice properly, and I took counsel of certain people. I, you know, made choices, you know, I made the decision based on, okay, I asked God for a sign and I got a confirmation. All of that was true. But as days went by, in one of the decisions that I made in this particular issue, you know, in a literal sense, I was like so caught up, like, with, you know, okay, you know what, God has already shown me this, that, so I, you know, I just kind of, you know, neglected common sense, I would say, you know, in making a decision that actually, you know, made a big impact in my life, and it affected me in so many ways. It affected me financially, it affected me, you know, like mentally, emotionally. I was just, you know, went into a very bad place. I think for 3 or 4 months I was like in deep depression, and it affected me in so many things. And when I came out of it and, you know, started afresh, and when I look back and I said, I was thinking about that old decision that I made, and I realized, you know, I operated from a place where I neglected common sense. You know, there were so many red flags all around, but I was just close to all of that because I was like, you know what? I just trust God. I have faith that, you know, this and that and things like that. That I was so focused on all of that that if I had only used my common sense, I could have saved a lot of heartache and pain. And so this scripture, when I read this scripture, I was like, man, this is for me. I made this mistake. And I want to share with you guys so that you don't make, you know, the same mistake. Proverbs 8 verse 5 also, you know, tells us, you know, learn sense. I think, you know, by the end of the day, it all comes down to telling God, give me that wisdom, you know, give me that discernment and help me to have that common sense, you know. The prodigal son, at one particular point, he comes to a place where the scripture says, you know, he came into his senses. In other words, there's a moment in your life when you say, God, I want to learn sense. Help me to come into my senses and, you know, start operating from that. And another scripture I want to share with you before we, you know, wind up in today's section is this. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 16, it says, the person who strays from common sense will end up in the company of the dead. The person who strays from common sense will end up in the company of the dead. Don't let that be you. Allow God to guide you, and at the same time, you know, use that practical sense that God has given you, common sense, and I'm sure it'll help you along with the way. And I will see you in the next episode. God bless you. I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and edified by the message that you just listened to. I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also check out my regular content on YouTube. And I encourage you to get my books, both Who Am I, as well as my latest one, which became a number one on Amazon, Unveil Your Purpose. I'm sure these books will be a great blessing to you as well. Please do leave a rating and review this podcast in the platform that you're listening to. Share this around with a friend and a loved one. I'm sure it will bless them as well and also help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ as well. Do check out other content on the podcast platform. And if you're led to support us financially or you would like to connect with me, you can also check out the details in the description with regard to my PayPal account. And also, if you are led to invite me to share the word in any other platform, you can do so by connecting with me either through the website or through any other means like the social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I'll see you next time. If you want to get more details, check out my website, www.johngifter.com.